for the January 11th, 2012 Landmarks Preservation Commission meeting. Roll call, first item on the agenda, those present. Chair McIntyre, Vice Chair Maddox, Commissioners Eckley, House, Jensen, Luce, our new Commissioner Ray, and ex officio McClintock. Second item on the agenda, consent agenda, excusal of absences. Commissioner York is called in. Move excusal of absences. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Second item on the agenda on 2B is meeting minutes. We have minutes for October 12th, 26th, November 9th, and December 14th. Are there additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, they stand approved as submitted. Before we go any farther, I would like to introduce our new commissioner, Daniel Ray. He's been appointed to replace our Commissioner Pham. He's a professional land surveyor and writer. He's written many articles on heritage and historic preservation on the Exit 133 blog and editor-in-chief for Post Detainee blog, is that correct?
Post Defiance.
Defiance, okay. I'm reading what's in front of me.
Sorry.
Now it looks like Defiance, okay. Anything else you would like to add?
No, that about covers it.
All right, very good. Welcome. Item 3 is public hearing, name changes. Item A is 1900 Cheyenne to Clay Huntington Way. At this time, I would like to open the hearing. This is a hearing to take public comment on the proposed naming of a proportion of South Cheyenne Street from the corner of 19th to the entrance of Cheney Stadium to Clay Huntington Way. I will invite staff to present the staff report. The public will then have an opportunity to comment. There's a sign-up sheet in the front of the room that we ask you to use. When it's your turn to comment, please state your name and area of residence. Please keep your comments brief. Following public comments, the commission will discuss the amendments and may make a motion if appropriate. We'll begin with the staff report. Doug MacArthur, would you like to come to the table and join us? Anywhere along the table. And as I said, we'll begin with the staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just notes on the general order. The Landmarks Preservation Commission will hear public comments today regarding a name change to the existing municipally owned property pursuant to City Council Policy 38091. That's a resolution on place names and name changes. The procedure, per Resolution 38091, the Commission reviews the name change proposal for completeness and, if considered complete, schedules a public hearing to receive comment on the proposal. Following the public hearing, there is a mandatory 30-day comment period. After the close of the comment period, the Commission shall write findings based on the criteria contained within this policy and forward a recommendation to the appropriate City Council Committee for further consideration. So the purpose of this hearing is to receive public comments regarding the proposed changes based on the City Council's policy. At the close of this hearing, there will be a subsequent 30-day comment period following which the Commission shall write its findings and forward its recommendation. This is a request to rename a portion of South Cheyenne Street from the, extending from the corner of the South 19th to the entrance of Cheney Stadium to Clay Huntington Way. This request was submitted by the Tacoma Athletic Commission. The request, which is in the packets and also was previously reviewed by the Commission, describes Clay Huntington's specific contributions to the Tacoma community. On December 14th, 2011, the Landmarks Preservation Commission reviewed the proposal for its completeness and scheduled a hearing for today. Letters and comments received through January 4th, 2012 are copied in the meeting packet, which included the letter of support dated October 24th by Tacoma's Mayor Marilyn Strickland, a letter of support dated November 29th, 2011, and resolution dated November 14th, 2011 from the Board of Metro Park Commissioners. And staff has also received a number of inquiries or letters of support via email, which have been copied and sent before the commission for this meeting. Staff recommends holding open the public comment period per the policy for the next 30 days, ending on February 10th, 2012, and review of the commission's findings on February 22nd, 2012.
Thank you very much. At this time, I would like to invite Larry Dahl to speak.
We will.
You can speak from your seat.
All right. Good evening. My name is Larry Dahl. I'm president of the Board of Park Commissioners for Metro Parks. You've seen our resolution that we passed the 14th and our letter of the 29th to the mayor and council indicating our support for this proposal. We are the major property owner in this transaction on both sides of the road, the majority of the area. There is no address changes that would be impacted, but beyond that, Clay Huntington was an important individual in the city of Tacoma. He did a number of things for the city throughout his lifetime. Sports, recreation, and sports entertainment, along with other civic activities, were the main crux of what he did. This is a very small recognition for what he did. And I've stated that the fact that this is maybe the first and maybe something more in the future, but this is a good opening and this is a good opportunity to recognize his work in a small way. We are fully supportive of this. We hope to move this forward and can't think of anything better than what we can do with that roadway right now.
Thank you very much. Next to speak, and excuse me if I butcher your name, Victoria Gehan Schilly. Okay, that's what I would have said.
I'm the daughter of the late radio broadcaster and station manager, owner, and operator Jerry Gehan. It was my father who gave a young Clay Huntington his first job in radio. The renaming of a small portion of South Cheyenne Street to Clay Huntington Way is a fitting way to honor Clay and to keep his memory alive, not only to all of us who were so very fortunate to have known him, but also as a way to introduce young sports fans in the future to Clay. I'm almost 60 years old, and I cannot remember a time until last June that Clay was not in my life. Clay led by example, good example. And as we all know, those examples are plentiful. He is everywhere that there are sports in the city of Tacoma. On a personal note, my father loved and respected Clay. He deeply cherished his friendship. On a professional level, there was no one that my father was more proud of. If by chance you knew my father, you knew his Irish stubbornness and independence ran deep. Normally, I would not speak for him, but when it comes to Clay, I'm absolutely positive that he would expect me to be here to tell you what a fitting and proper way this is to honor Clay. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. MacArthur, you're up now.
Thank you. I am one person in the room who does recognize the Irish stuff security because he also gave me my first childhood record. I'd just like to quickly tell those of you who didn't know Clay or much about him just some highlights of his dedication and commitment to the city. He was the youngest founder of the Tacoma Athletic Commission 70 years ago. It was the Tacoma War Athletic Commission. Its purpose was to raise sports equipment and opportunities for soldiers and airmen at Fort Lewis and McChord. And when the war ended, Clay quickly led the charge to change the Tacoma War Athletic Commission to the Tacoma Athletic Commission. And today, after seven decades, it continues to be the one civic organization in our community dedicated totally to youth and sports. Clay was the radio voice of all local high school and college sports for almost 50 years in our community. As a listener, as a youngster, I'll never forget his reference. 2-2 on the batters, 2 out, 2 in. The deuces prevail. That was Clay Huntington. It was the play-by-play of Clay who brought huge following to then the Tacoma Tigers in the Western International League. Clay founded the Tacoma Pierce County Sports Hall of Fame, honoring hundreds of athletes and coaches and administrators whose contribution to sports are so well known in our community. And then he founded the State Hall of Fame as well, the Washington State Hall of Fame. He was co-founder of the Tacoma Pierce County Shanaman Sports Museum along with Mark Blau. And Clay formed the Friends of Kids Baseball to raise all of the funds to build the Heidelberg Park complex for our youth. He also teamed with Ben Chinu to attract the Pacific Coast League Tacoma Giants in 1960 bringing professional baseball back to our community and to see Cheney Stadium become a reality. Clay's radio station, KLAY, which is in existence today, is the only station in Pierce County broadcasting local sports. The Clay Huntington Sports Communication Scholarship is given every year by the Tacoma Athletic Commission to a worthy high school student in Pierce County wishing to major in sports communication in college. Clay also hoped that all TPC Sports Hall of Fame members would become TAC members, and if he were here tonight, he would ask every one of you to be a TAC member. For 69 consecutive years, Clay served in the Tacoma Athletic Commission. And I want to mention, I've been around a long time myself. I live at 4037 North Whitman in Tacoma. I've lived here the majority of my life and have watched all kinds of renames and dedications to worthy and deserving citizens in our community. Three people that have touched my life very closely were Tom Cross, Ben Cheney, and Clay Huntington. Tom Cross is honored with a street by Sprinker Center in Banaway. Ben Cheney has a statue in the first row at Cheney Stadium. And the most appropriate of all would be the renaming of this street to Clay Huntington because of his significance to the Heidelberg Park Project and to Cheney Stadium, which this street joins. I would urge you to honor him. I can't think of a more appropriate honor than to name the street Clay Huntington Way.
Thank you. Tony Anderson?
Hi, I'm Tony Anderson. I live at 7502 North 15th Street in Tacoma. Doug and I got together to make this proposal to all of you, to the city, to Metro Parks, because of what you just heard Doug say. Clay was just an outstanding man, and as a three-time president of the Tacoma Athletic Commission, I want to say when Clay Huntington spoke, I listened. Because everything that he had to say had significance to it. There was a purpose to it. And I learned much from him just by listening. But I'm also the chair of the Citizens Recognition Committee for the City of Tacoma. And we produced the City of Destiny Awards. And I take that job very seriously. Yes, we honor these outstanding volunteers, but there are other people to honor in our community and recognize as well. And so in the past, when I've seen other people, I've brought it to the mayor and the city council's attention because I feel that's part of my job as well. And as Doug stated, there's no better way right now that we could honor Clay but by naming that street after him. I think it's, without any question, it should be done. And I hope that all of you agree as well, because he was probably one of the greatest Tacomans ever to live in grace in our city. So I urge you to please support this effort.
Thank you. Hopefully I get this right. Ron Crow, is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm privileged to be the current president of the Tacoma Athletic Commission. And as Victoria, Doug, and Tony stated, Clay Huntington really represented the best of the best for Tacoma Pierce County, no question about it. I was fortunate to have a relationship with him. My partner and I broadcast South Puget Sound League football for the last 25 years. We worked with Clay. He couldn't have been more cooperative in 100 years. He's the greatest guy. And if you honor him with this Clay Huntington Way, we really appreciate it, and I think you'd be proud that you did. Thank you.
Thank you. And former Mayor Bill Barton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission. First, I want to thank the Tacoma Athletic Commission for, and under the able leadership of Doug and Tony, for bringing this before the Landmarks Preservation Commission. As many of you know, in my other life, I had the opportunity to bring before this commission recommendations for the renaming of streets, parks, and plazas, and even a sidewalk. And on behalf of former mayors and pastors, Clay was neither a pastor or a former mayor, but I do want to note for the record that he served ably as a public servant, as a county commissioner. And in that capacity, he represented not only the interests of Pierce County effectively, but also the interests of Tacoma, whether it be in Olympia or Washington, D.C. So he was an extraordinary public servant. Beyond that, He has contributed 70 some years to public service for the greater good of the community. He has affected literally hundreds of thousands of people over the years. Maybe a million, certainly a million people have heard that voice. We'll never forget that voice. There are many, many stories of Clay and how he came to the rescue of the city in various capacities. I'll share one with you. Way back in the 60s, I was serving as assistant city manager, then city manager David Rollins. In the dead of night and without real notice, the then, quote, Tacoma Cubs left Tacoma, packed up and left. And here we had this stadium that we built under Clay's leadership and others. Here we had the stadium vacant. What are we to do? Many people were looking at other options. What would we use the stadium? You know, AAA baseball was gone and probably would never come back to Tacoma. I mean, there was a lot of heavy-hearted, sad folks. And then I remember Clay coming before the city council and saying, don't give up hope. Stan Nagarado, who was standing next to me, Stan and I will bring them back, rest assured. And indeed he did. He's an extraordinary individual, noteworthy, great champion for the city of Tacoma, and certainly worthy of this recognition. One final comment. If the city makes this determination, the Tacoma Athletic Commission and the community has the resources to make this a very big deal. I mean, we will certainly follow up with a splendid ceremony and the necessary aspects to make this quite an extraordinary entrance to Cheney Stadium. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any other members here present that would like to speak?
Yes.
You can state your name and place of residence.
Tim Ware. I'm at 1518 South G Street in Tacoma, and I'm the director of the Tacoma Pierce County Sports Commission. We are a sports marketing company whose job it is to attract events to Tacoma and Pierce County. And Clay was on our board for several years, I think at least, you know, for 15 years as the organization was getting started. I've only been in Tacoma, gosh, 8 years, so I can't add anything about Clay that was already said as far as historically what he's meant to the city. So I thought I'd just tell you what this act would mean to me. He was one of, as I came to Tacoma, the most friendly, the most welcoming, the most amiable guys who basically made me feel like I could come here and be part of the city and be part of the community. And so as if you were to name, or when you name Clay Huntington Way or Clay Way, I know that every time I go into that back of that stadium, instead of just driving down that street, I'm going to smile, I'm going to feel, because that's how you felt when you dealt with Clay. So I figure if I only was here for 8 years and I see that, and I'll be able to look and go, oh yeah, Clay, when I pull in, and that's going to make me feel a certain way because that's what he did. I bet there's a lot more people that will feel, if not just that, but a lot stronger feelings for that. I think it would be a great way to come into Cheney Stadium. So, thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. This concludes public comment. I will open it up at this time for a board discussion. Is there any comments or questions from commissioners? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion at this time.
Are we moving to actually recommend to the council, or are we not?
We are recommending for the 30-day comment period ending on February 10th.
Okay, yes.
To forward.
Then I move that we become a Landmarks Commission open the public comment period for 30 days, closing February 10th.
Is there a second?
Second.
And moved and seconded to forward the motion for another 30 days of public comment. Discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed signify by saying no. Motion passes. And at this time, I would like to conclude this public hearing.
Thank you. Thanks for your
No one speaks up.
That's fine. I was happy to do it. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't moving something that I shouldn't be moving.
Right.
You
let the room clear and. Yes.
I'm glad I'll probably, when something else comes up,
Okay, item four on the agenda is chair comments. I have not at this point, as, not to hold up our short agenda. Item five is board business preservation planning. Item A is officer nominations.
If the commission recalls, according to the commission bylaws, officers are nominated at the first meeting in December of each year. But because of the appointments process, the commission voted to suspend the rules until January 2012. And so following the nominations, the vote on the officers will continue or be held at the subsequent meeting. So if the commission so chooses, this would be an appropriate time to entertain nominations, however you want to do it.
We will nominate from the floor. I believe we're closing the door so we can hear ourselves in.
I will note that the Commissioner York is not present.
Yes, we will note that.
Can you signify interest? Okay, I don't. I thought he said something about he would not.
You
be
are
close.
Welcome. Are you nominating at him
no,
at this
not,
time?
Since he's not here. I'm not.
All right.
Such a sense of. Justice.
Mark, I would nominate you as chair.
Okay.
If you're willing to accept such duty for however many years consecutive this will be.
This will be starting number four, actually. Would you be vice chair?
I would.
Is there anyone else who would like to be chair or vice chair? Raise your hand. I mean, nominate yourself. I will nominate you if you're too shy to do that.
I second your nomination.
These days we're gonna have to draw straws.
Since I and Vice Chair Maddox are nominated, I will turn the election process over to staff.
Is there a senior commissioner now?
I believe it's House.
Are there any other nominations? Appear not to be. Is there a motion to approve the nominations? I guess close the nominations and approve the nominations?
We can put it up for a formality according to the bylaws for the next meeting. If we have incumbents and with the bylaws, by the way, are very loose and open
and,
on this.
And late nominations. You can hold it open for late nominations.
I don't see any reason to do that.
What about by acclamation?
All those in favor of Commissioner McIntyre as chair and Commissioner Maddox as vice chair, so signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Okay. Well, then.
3, 4, 5, they still had a...
We won't put it on the next
with two abstaining?
With two abstaining, they still had a quorum.
All right.
Thank you.
So the next item, according to the annual calendar in the commission's bylaws, the Preservation Month Activities Committee is typically established in the first meeting in January of each year. And the purpose of this committee is to recommend activities and or the annual awards for Preservation Month, which is in May. Last year, in years past, there have been some activities. Either there may be a public presentation or a workshop or something like that. The commission almost always, we've missed maybe 1 year of actually establishing award winners for the city council to receive a presentation on along with the annual report from the chair. And so this would be the meeting of that committee if there are commissioners who are interested in finding a way to commemorate Preservation Month to do so. And so that's all that would be about, is just establishing that committee, and then that committee can report back to the full commission.
I didn't get a chance to talk with Ruben, but I sent out, circulated just a synopsis of when we're tentatively going to report, I mean the committee will report back, and then the rest of it is just an advertisement as to how we've honored folks in the past or projects in the past.
And wow, thank you.
I could have pulled your teeth, but I decided to say give this advertisement about how exciting it is to be able to participate on the committee that we've established.
It's so much fun. In the past, yeah, the committee is.
And the committee asks the full commission, of course, for ideas. So this kind of gives you an idea of what we've done in the past.
And every, you know, every year I've also mentioned the possibility of if the commission wanted to solicit nominations from the public instead of trying to generate them themselves. That's just an idea that I always throw out there.
Well, I fully support it, but it's almost the only group that ever responds is Historic Tacoma. And almost everyone here is a member of Historic Tacoma. So
The other thing that I was going to mention is that over the past couple of years, we've had very, very few projects because of the economy, big projects. And so I think that there's probably going to be some thinking that needs to be done by the committees.
Right. Yeah, last year was kind of, well, we did have the Tacoma schools. We did have leadership.
The Wedge.
And the Wedge and Knights of Pythias. So we had good last year. This year I can't think of.
So at any rate, it's what would be the normal business is just to establish a committee if there are any willing victims.
Are there any willing victims? I think everyone here.
I'm willing.
Commissioner Eckley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Although I'd rather not chair.
I'll be on that committee.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's appropriate or not, but I'd be more than happy to be on it.
It's perfectly appropriate.
Eckley, Clinton,
and be willing as well.
Great. More the merrier. Ray McIntyre. I think that's enough.
All right.
And I believe in getting going early, so we should probably get going not later than sometime next month. And I would say think about it right now, especially because what we might be awarding or trying to bring recognition to might not be an actual project that we've reviewed, but a personage or an effort in some other manner by any other group here in the city.
I can email last year's projects to you. That's helpful.
That would be good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Just any questions anybody has about recent activities, or I mean, Tony's awesome for putting this list together.
Yes, and thank you for doing so.
And so
I only keep my packets for about a year.
I remember years ago, like before Tony was here, it was really hard. Let's see, what
to do
is there an award? You know, did we award that person already? And to do everything, yes.
Right. Sorry.
So, but yeah, in there's no like set rules or anything like that. And like in the past, there's been categories used, and other times there haven't been categories. And so it's really just up to you guys. So that concludes the scheduled business.
That's how we know the budget.
Budget news?
I mean, for the committee.
Oh, there's no budget for this committee,
yes.
No,
there's no budget.
What?
Yeah.
There's
no budget for anything.
There's no budget for anything.
People.
No,
for those of you who have not served on, usually we pick, each of us sort of create a list of potential award winners, then we go to someone's favorite pub and discuss it. And if it takes two or three sessions, it takes two or three sessions. So.
Hopefully two or three.
If you drag your feet appropriately, it'll take
right.
two or three.
I have nothing more. We are at the time for announcements. We're not going to beat our record. We're already over by 1 minute. Are there any announcements before we close from commissioners?
One question, are we expecting more commissioners? I mean, we've got open spots.
Okay.
Yes. Are there, oh yeah.
Things pending?
Tony can correct me. I think it's Dr. Gennady and Pamela Sindel's spots are both vacant. So I think that's a professional.
Architect and a professional
position. So,
right.
So feel free to. We'll put out another announcement, but in the meantime, feel free to try to drag your colleagues and peers.
Yeah. So we're still seeking.
Yeah, we still have two vacancies.
Able bodies.
Yes, we need either architect, either registered in the past in Washington State or currently active. It doesn't matter. And then someone in the professional position, which is a whole series of fields. So, yeah.
Planning,
yeah, kind of
landscape, and so on.
Yep.
Real
so
estate, right?
Pardon?
Real estate.
Real estate is one of the
right.
professions listed, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have one of those already represented?
We don't have a real estate.
We have construction. We have Duke, New York.
Correct.
Professional.
I think Jonathan may have been the last...
that's right. Jonathan Phillips was the last real estate person. Yeah.
So yeah. So if you know of anybody, you can either have them contact us or we can contact them, we will put out an announcement. So if you also have people you want us to send an announcement to, just let us know. We send it out all over the place, but we can put specific people on the list too.
Yeah, I know of two architects who applied, but I don't know if they're lost in the shuffle or what.
Okay.
So.
And it could be that the appointments committee just hasn't reached a... But my understanding anyways is that those two vacancies are still vacancies. I talked to the city manager's office last week about it, so...
Are they waiting until after the new city manager?
I can't see why they would.
Because
yeah. You know, the city manager's going to appoint people and commit.
Yeah.
But so... I don't know exactly the mysterious, you know, the appointments committee is ad hoc and they meet when their schedule allows in a lot of cases, and so I mean you've all been through the interview process, so so at any rate, so yes, we as far as I know those are still vacancies, and so I believe we're going to send out another posting for it.
Isn't it well, this is a question about something else. I was just wondering if it's appropriate to ask how budget cuts have affected reservation. Just wondering if...
Sure.
I guess you two are still here, so that's the first.
For now, we're here, yes. As I understand it, I mean, the budget is a moving target. There have been, if you've been reading the papers, there were, I think it was up to like 167 layoffs that were announced, but then through voluntary retirement, demotions, transfers, money shifts and things like that, I think the number came down to about 10 or 11 positions are actually cut. And so there's been a lot of things in motion, and there's been a lot of changes that have happened. Like, you know, things are going in one direction, they shift a little bit and so forth. But as far as we're concerned, the big shift that we have right now is that Tony's position is on a 2012 funding, annual budget that's a non continuing budget item. So what that means is that there will have to be some funding changes that occur in the 2013-2014 biennium to fully fund this office still. And I mean, and that's really all we have right now is staff. We don't have any other administrative budget anymore. And so the now if you've seen the forecasts, or most recently the city council hired an independent financial analyst to look at the city's forecast for the budget, and their analysis was even more pessimistic than the pessimistic outlook that the city had already developed. Suggests that in 2013, 2014, there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be problematic. And so not looking forward that far right now, but you know, there's lots of different things that may happen between now and then, but for now, for the next calendar year, we are in the same shape that we were in. So, and there's a lot of people especially in the CED, in Buildings and Land Use Services, and in planning that are that have been moved over onto project funding and things like that as sort of a temporary shore, hoping that the curve starts to return on forecast. So that's where we're at currently.
Ruben, has it affected code enforcement at all?
Yes. I don't know the specific numbers. I know that they actually did lose a number of positions. So there's less code enforcement staff, like line staff, on the street. And the other thing is that there were a number of force reductions. I don't like that word very much, but there's been a number of those that are delayed for further negotiations. So like, you know, police and fire, for instance, has a sort of 30-day thing, and they have their own competing financial analysis or forecast. And so the way it all worked out that I understood it is we lost a number, like I think three or four long large permitting planning positions, maybe I believe one FTE in long range policy planning. And so they're all kind of across the board. But as far as historic preservation, again, I think we're okay for now. No changes for now. But I definitely, keep an eye on it if you're interested in what the discussions are, and especially with the new city manager coming in. He's a budget guy, so we'll see what happens.
Any other questions for staff or comments? Good of the order. Hearing none, we are adjourned.